Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics. We're the creators of some of the world's best-selling video guides on erotic touch and couples massage. And in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving us a voicemail message. On today's episode, we're going to be answering a question that's on a lot of women's minds, and that's, is my boyfriend gay? Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Julia writes, I've been with my boyfriend for a few years, and so far everything has been great, in bed and otherwise. Recently he asked me if I would try anal sex, but not on me, on him. I freaked out a little, but he is telling me that a lot of guys are into it. Is this true? Does this mean my boyfriend might be gay or maybe bi? I don't get why he would want it. He showed me your website and I thought I'd ask, since apparently you guys are where he got the idea from in the first place.
Well, thank you for writing in and making us your allies and not blaming us for creating this little issue. Hopefully he was interested and was doing some web searching and that's how he found Pleasure Mechanics. And it's true, a lot of guys are into anal play on them, and it doesn't make them gay. And we're going to dive into this and explain why, and explain, if you're willing, how to get started in giving him what he wants.
I think this is one of the biggest misconceptions about anal on men. It's an idea that's been propagated by our culture out of a homophobic place. And it really does a disservice to men's sexuality and to their partners who get caught up in this myth and lie that has been spread.
So let's break it down for a second. So orientation is different than sexual activity. So the activities you do are what you do sexually. Orientation is who you do it with. So think about blowjobs, like straight men love blowjobs, and so do gay men. And getting a blowjob doesn't make you gay, so why would a little anal play? Men's bodies are designed exactly the same way, no matter what their orientation. And so it makes sense that the same activities would have the potential of giving all men the same kind of pleasure. And this is, of course, true for women. Straight women and queer women love oral sex and G-spot stimulation and clitoral stimulation because it's stimulating their sexual anatomy. So if you just think of it just in those terms, that anal play is stimulating part of his sexual anatomy and it feels good because his body is designed to make it feel good, then that kind of clears up the question right away. It's a sexual activity he's interested in, not an orientation.
Yeah, the only thing that would make him gay is if he was doing any activity, from kissing to anything else, with a man.
So I guess we would question for you, like, are there any other signs he's gay? Like, are you finding him watching gay porn? Is he having explicit chats with gay men online? Is he using, you know, a dating service to find and have sex with other gay men? Like, those would be the signs that your boyfriend's gay.
And those don't even necessarily make a person gay. They can still be exploring with all of those things, especially with watching porn. I feel like that is a place that people explore fantasy, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you want to be doing that. But if somebody is doing all of those things, then you might want to have some conversations about their orientation.
Right, and the bisexuality question is a good question because he could be with you and be totally happy and, yeah, still maybe have some fantasies about sexually exploring with other guys. And it's only up to you guys and every individual relationship to explore, are those fantasies alone? Is it something he actually desires in real life experience? Remember the Pleasure Mechanics differentiation between fantasy, which is in the erotic imagination alone, versus desire for real life experience. And you can figure that out through conversation. And if one or both of you in the relationship is having bisexual desires versus fantasy, then you could explore something like a threesome or just have permission to watch porn with the same sex people and explore it in masturbation. Or maybe the relationship needs to adapt, change, or even end so you can explore your desires. But in this case, if the only evidence we're looking at is his desire for anal stimulation, then most likely he is straight and just wants to experience this sexual activity, which it happens to be that it feels really good for guys and can give them really, really powerful orgasms. And yes, Pleasure Mechanics is one of the biggest advocates for male sexual play and exploration, because we know and we believe that it is a major part of the male sexual system that has been shut down for generations and is starting to wake up for a lot of guys. And this is one of the most popular trends in male sexuality, is exploring the anal area and prostate stimulation for more sexual pleasure for guys. And we are all for it.
Because we're really interested in humans exploring their full sexual capacity. And as we've been saying, so many straight men have been denied the experience because there's been so much fear about what it means. And if we reject the idea that it means anything aside from they want to explore more pleasure, then there becomes more space to really get curious about how to do it and how to do it well and why someone would want to. So we believe that male anal exploration is not only normal for men of all orientations to explore and experiment with, but that it's awesome for them because it can create so much gorgeous sensation and new sensation. And anytime we're exploring new erotic sensation, the novelty itself creates rushes of excitement and pleasure and thrills. So it's great to have the breadth and depth of exploration.
And it can create more intimacy in your relationship too, because he's being vulnerable and asking you to help him explore something new. And if you're willing to go there, you get a chance to be his sexual hero and try something new with him and open up whole new realms of the erotic experience. And what could be more exciting than that? We also know that when men start exploring anal stimulation, they actually become better lovers to women. And we've seen this over and over again in couples that we've coached or worked with in workshops or through our videos who have gotten in touch with us. The male sexual experience changes when they open up to anal stimulation, especially when we're starting to talk about anal penetration on men. As soon as a man is penetrated and he gets in his body what that physical experience is to be penetrated, he approaches penetration with his female partner in a totally different way. He becomes more respectful, more tender. He penetrates with more awareness and consciousness, and your sex life will start to change too. And so there's so many benefits of opening up your mind and being willing to explore this with him. And in a little bit, we'll get to some specific techniques to make that as easy and pleasurable for both of you as possible.
And it's also such an honor that he is trusting you enough to share some of his secret desires. So many people go an entire lifetime without actually genuinely sharing what they would like to be exploring. And it takes a lot of trust and bravery on his part to be honest about that. And if at all possible, it's great to respond with an open-mindedness of, even if you're not sure if you want to be exploring it, like a thanking them for sharing what they really want to be doing and what you're doing, asking questions, getting more help about what this could mean, how to do it. That is perfect. Just being like, I don't know anything about this. Let me do some more research. That is fantastic.
Yeah, we hear from so many men who love anal stimulation as part of their masturbation life, but keep it this really big secret and think that they're like the only guy who has ever discovered this and that they're so weird for liking it, but they keep going back to it because it feels so good. So I would take the fact that he confided in you about this desire as a major win in your relationship and a sign that something's going really right.
Yeah, absolutely. And so trying to be respectful about his disclosure is great, even if you feel a little strange about it at first.
Yeah, you say you freaked out a little bit. That's kind of normal when we hear something that we haven't heard before. And that's part of our mission with this podcast, is to have these honest conversations so these things don't seem so abnormal. Because, you know, our culture talks about sex all the time, but it actually talks about a very narrow window of the real sexual experience of human beings. We're wanting to open up that window and talk about the real nature of human sexuality, which is diverse and interesting and fascinating. And when people say, am I normal? The answer is always yes, because very few sexual desires or experiences are ones that have not been shared by millions of other human beings around the planet for all of history. We are human sexual beings with human sexual interests, and let's get more real and honest about what it is our bodies like to do. So on that note, let's talk for a very quick second about the anatomy of male sexual play and why it would feel good. You asked that question, like, why would he even want to do this? And so here's why he'd want to do this. The anus and the prostate and the perineum are central parts of the male sexual system. A lot of guys relate to their sexual anatomy as just their dick and maybe their balls that like hang outside their body and are these kind of like external things. But in truth, the male sexual system is much bigger than that, and it goes deep inside their body. First of all, the penis extends deep inside the body. Up to 2/3 the length of the penis can be found inside the body, the root of the penis. And then the anus is highly innervated, meaning there's tons of nerve endings around the outside of the anal area. And then on inside, there's a lot of pressure receptors. And when you fill up the anal area with some fingers or a toy, it can feel really good. And then there's the prostate, which is inside the body. You can reach it through penetrating the anus with one or two fingers or a small toy. And the prostate is wrapped around the urethra at the top of the base of the penis, and its job in the body is to contribute fluid into the male ejaculate and produce hormones. And the muscles around the prostate contract during ejaculation. So the prostate has been involved in every single ejaculation every man has ever had throughout history. The prostate is a central part of the male sexual system, and it feels really good when it's directly stimulated for a couple reasons. One, you're hitting all those nerve endings on the outside of the anus. Two, you're creating that pressure by filling up the rectum. Three, you're directly stimulating the prostate, and that has its own nerve endings. And you're also reaching that deep root of the penis. And when men get prostate stimulation, they often report that their penis feels twice as big because you're stimulating it on the outside with like a handjob technique, and you're stimulating on the inside through prostate stimulation. And all of a sudden, the entire male sexual system is being stimulated all at once. And that is an incredible feeling. It gives men a huge amount of arousal. And many men report that it gives them the most powerful, most profound, most explosive orgasms they've ever experienced. Right? So this is the evidence we have from guys who are exploring this. So no wonder guys are getting on the bandwagon and want to explore this, because it has the promise of a huge amount of arousal and pleasure for them. And I know that was a lot, and it was a whirlwind anatomy tour. And if you want more information, you can come over to pleasuremechanics.com and hit on the tag prostate in the sex index. And we've got a lot of information for you about all of the ins and outs of prostate massage.
So we hope that we have given you enough reasons that you understand why your boyfriend would like to try it or an experiment with it. And so if you want to be the first one to introduce him to this sort of pleasure,
which is a great honor,
yes, then we have a couple of suggestions about how you can begin in a really unintimidating way. So we would recommend starting with using a gloved hand.
A latex or nitrile glove available at all drugstores. It just kind of makes it clean and simple to clean up and kind of gets rid of any of those hygiene questions you might have.
I guess before that, I should start with, it's great to also take a shower with your lover before you begin this, just so you can not worry at all. And then begin exploring using your finger on the outside of the anus. There are so many nerve endings just on the sphincter that we really want to take advantage of that. You don't even have to go inside to give them some anal stimulation. So that is a really fun way to begin, and it's great to pair that with some sort of activity that you already are confident with and know about, like pairing that with a blowjob or a hand job so that he's getting sensation on his dick as well. So as you begin to incorporate this new anal sensation, if you pair it with erotic stimulation that he already is familiar with, it will allow his body to really integrate this new sensation and pleasure in a organic kind of way.
Right. If you just do anal stimulation on your own, on its own, it's not as arousing as when you pair it with arousing the rest of the sexual system. So as Charlotte was saying, we highly recommend incorporating the anal touch for the first time when he's already aroused. You're stimulating his cock with one hand and then have your other hand circling around his anal sphincter and the perineum and just seeing how that feels. How much sensation can you bring him without any agenda of going inside?
Use a little lube just so the area is lubricated so it feels more comfortable.
We recommend organic lubes, using something like an aloe vera based lube from Good Clean Love is a great company. Yes, Yes, Yes is another organic lube, but stay away from the grocery store lubes that have a lot of harmful chemicals in them and go for an organic variety. Your sex life is definitely somewhere you want to go organic.
And we have links to all of that on our website if you want specifics.
Just hit lube in the sex index.
But what? You can just do that to begin with your anal erotic exploration. You can take off your glove and get back to activities that you already know and are comfortable with and familiar with if you just want to kind of explore gently.
And chances are, if this is his first time exploring this with a partner, like, he's not going to last that long because it'll be really, really arousing. And you'll probably do this for a few sessions where you just explore outside and integrate that into your sex play.
Yeah, and if you want, again, specifics about kind of strokes that you want to do, our guide to prostate massage is fantastic. And we'll give you all sorts of stroke by stroke ideas about what you can do that could create a lot of pleasure for him.
Mm-hmm.
So after you've done the external, if you decide you want to go a little bit further in and begin exploring just the tiniest, tiniest amount of penetration with one finger can feel like so much. The ass is so sensitive, and I think a lot of people have gotten kind of numbed to that by watching so much porn where there's like really big penetration. You really don't have to go there at all, ever, definitely not at the beginning, to experience a lot of really beautiful erotic sensation. So just know that and begin with just the tiniest bit of your finger as you continue to keep stimulating his cock in whatever way you'd like.
Yeah, and you never want to push in past any resistance. So the anal sphincters, there's two of them. The external anal sphincter is under your conscious control, meaning you can open it and flex it. You can do it now while you're listening. The internal anal sphincter is under your unconscious control. So the body has to relax and open up that sphincter because it wants penetration. It should never be pushed through. And the anal tissues are incredibly sensitive, but they're also incredibly delicate. And you can actually injure your partner if you rush and do too much too soon. So the guideline we like to give is let your partner invite you in. Let his body or her body, if you're doing this on a woman, open up through relaxation and arousal. And when that happens, you'll feel it and your fingers will be kind of pulled in. And that's a really hot, exciting sensation and feels so much better than pushing in forcefully. And so our rule for this is never push past any resistance while penetrating the anus at all. And if you follow that rule, you'll have 100% pleasurable, 100% pain-free experience. And that is the goal for all anal exploration as far as we're concerned.
And I think people maybe don't believe us that we're saying you really begin with like up to your first knuckle. on your finger. Like, you can begin, you don't have to put your whole finger in even, because just around that sphincter is where so much sensation is. So if you're really stimulating that area, I'm doing little finger motions in the air, but you'll wake up so much sensation. So feel free to go really slowly, get really curious about what you're feeling. You know, you'll feel in your finger kind of pulsing.
Those sphincter muscles starting to respond to your touch. It becomes this dance of just giving enough touch to start opening and relaxing. And if, especially if it's his first time experiencing anal stimulation, anal penetration, like, the anus needs time to get used to this idea of opening up to arousing touch. Because for a lot of people, we live in a very tight-ass culture. They have a lot of anal tension. And doing this is actually super healthy. This is another reason we're such advocates for it. It's really healthy for pelvic health in general and sexual health in general, because it really starts relaxing the chronic tension out of the pelvic floor muscles and the anal sphincters specifically. So hopefully you'll start to feel that relaxation, and that's what you want to be looking for. And I actually think it's really fun and hot and silly in one of the, you know, the best erotic way, when people are like, oh my God, that was the most hot, exciting experience. Like, how deep were you in me? And you raise your little finger and you show them one knuckle and they're like, no, there's no way. And you're like, like, that's all I had. And it's this amazing moment where you realize how much sensation they were feeling from such little amount of penetration. And then from there, you can gradually work up every time you play, and eventually you'll be able to comfortably slip your whole finger inside and find the prostate gland and stimulate it directly. But let that evolve over time. And we, again, definitely recommend you pick up the Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Prostate Massage video, which is going to guide you through this process stroke by stroke. It's an awesome tool to use together. You know, we have helped thousands and thousands and thousands of couples explore prostate massage in a really pleasurable way through this video. And it's available on DVD on Amazon or as a download on pleasuremechanics.com. It's $15, totally affordable for a lifetime of pleasure. So shameless, shameless plug for our video guide. It's the best in the world for learning these skills.
Yeah, because where else are you going to learn these things? The other thing is that because we do live in a culture that has so much anal shame, there can be some numbness in the area. And so if you're beginning to explore the area and the person is not having a lot of sensation there, don't think there's anything wrong or that you're necessarily doing anything wrong. I would recommend beginning to kind of back up and get more arousal going in all sorts of other ways that you know of already. Massage, hand jobs, blow jobs, and then return to it and just integrate it slowly over time. And the more you kind of bring a little bit of attention there, and continue to kind of wake up the tissues and flush blood to the area, the more sensation will begin to be felt, perhaps over time. So it can be a process. So some people get super amazing sensations immediately, and some it takes a little time, and so that's totally normal too.
Definitely.
If you want to eventually move on to using strap-ons, that is like an advanced skill that will take many sessions to get towards, and that is a really fun thing to explore. As a woman, you don't necessarily, as a straight woman, if you're just having sex with men, you are not getting to have the experience of
strapping it
fucking
on
in that way,
being in control.
And so I really recommend exploring that and experimenting with it. It's a really interesting experience.
And we have a whole podcast episode on pegging if you're interested in listening to that. And throughout this entire exploration, I really invite you to pay attention to the pleasure that is available to you as you explore this new sexual activity with him. There's something really arousing and amazing about giving your lover so much pleasure. And pay attention to that, and pay attention to his vulnerability and how you feel being more in control of his erotic experience. And pay attention to the sensations in your fingers as you explore these new parts of his body, and can you really get aroused by that? And likewise, you know, if you're giving him all of this attention and focusing on his pleasure, then maybe it's time that you ask him to explore something new for your pleasure and make sure that the relationship stays balanced in that way. And hopefully this will open up a whole new arena for your sex life together, where you're exploring new things and making requests and sharing your fantasies and desires. And it can propel you into many more years of a happy, healthy, hot relationship together. We wish you well. Be in touch with any questions if they come up. We offer free sex advice, so anyone listening to this podcast, if you have any questions you want answered, you can go to pleasuremechanics.com, go to the Ask Us Anything page, and fire away, and we'll get back to you with personalized free sex advice within a couple days. We are dedicated to sharing proven strategies and tips and resources so you can experience the full potential of your sexuality.
So there's so much more pleasure for your body and your lover's body.
And for the whole world. We are on a global mission, and it starts with you. So as a listener of this podcast, you can get 20% off any of our video guides on pleasuremechanics.com, including the guide to prostate massage that we talked about on this episode, or perhaps the guide to hand jobs, so you can learn how to arouse your guy in some really hot ways while you're exploring with him. And just use the promo code SPEAKINGOFSEX, all one word, on the second page of checkout, and you'll get a big fatty discount for being a listener of this podcast. We really appreciate you tuning in.
Also, make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to this podcast. For free weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more, join our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.